Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on September 28, 1979. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
All about the trees, there is a very fine translucent coloring coming out in the trees. There's no human way I can explain it. It's like an absolute supernatural glow. I don't think I have ever seen any type of electrical fixtures or anything upon earth that could explain in human words or even demonstrate to you the tremendous light and the texture or coloring of the call lights of Our Lady that extend out from the trees. Now, over Our Lady's statue, directly over to the sky is opening up, and Our Lady is coming forward. But right behind her, an immense figure in the sky is Michael. He's carrying a sword in his right hand, and in his left hand, he has the balance. I haven't seen Michael with a balance for quite some time. He's extending Michael now out the balance so I can see it. It's very unevenly measured. It seems to be balanced heavily to the left, which is not a good omen.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Our Lady now is coming forward, and I am very startled because Our Lady is wearing a very strange garment. She has on about her head a purple mantle, and her gown is a yellow coloring.
Blessed art thou among women.
The gown has the colors noted by heaven. The yellow means the papacy.
The Lord is with thee.
Our Lady has a belting about her gown, which is a pale yellow. I have never seen Our Lady in a pale yellow, almost a gold yellow color, and she has about her waist a belting, a gold belting. Our Lady is removing from the right side of her waist the rosary, the beautiful rosary that has the golden crucifix and the golden Our Fathers. And Our Lady is extending out the rosary and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is placing her hands up in prayer like this. I ask you all, my children, to pray much for your vicar in the days ahead. A great penance will be placed upon the world very soon. Now Our Lady is bowing her head with a very somber bow of her head, and Michael is coming forward now. He's placing now the spear in his left hand and holding the balance out in front of him again. Watch, my child, as I send you a message of dire urgency from heaven. What was to happen in the future shall be now. I, Michael, guardian of the faith, trustee of heaven, tell you now that you have received the final warning from heaven to bow down before your God. The Lord Jesus on high in the Trinity, and do penance, or you will have an empty chair to be filled by the bear, the white bear of communism. Pray, my children of grace, a constant vigil of prayer for your vicar, for the enemy has set forth a plan to crucify your vicar. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat!
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Oh,
I hear a great commotion. I hear the stomping of feet, and I hear people screaming. And I hear rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat, like something, I don't know, it's like pellets or machine gun fire. I hear screams and the voice of a woman saying, oh no! Oh, now Michael is pointing upward, and I see a huge black cross in the sky, a huge black cross, and forming under it is a globe of the world, but the cross upon it is black. And now, over the cross in black and the world, there is forming a large question mark. Our Lady,
Hail Mary,
is extending a hand out to the right.
Blessed art thou among women. And
written up in the sky are the words, in the will of God, not man. In the will of God, not man. Now, the coloring, very somber coloring, is beginning to evaporate, and Our Lady is coming forward. She still has on the strange colorings of purple with yellow. It's like I feel a great sadness over the papacy. My child, at this moment, there is a plot against your vicar. You ask, my child, must this be? There is a plan for all in heaven, my child. You will not ask me further, but you will continue the prayers for your vicar. Remember my children and my child. I have given fair warning to the world that if you refused the message from heaven, neither caring nor endeavoring to act upon the message from heaven, you would be put to great test.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Michael, the guardian of my son's church upon earth, must be returned now to his rightful place in my son's church and in the hearts of all mankind. The supernatural must not be rejected any longer. Disobedience to your vicar will not be tolerated by the Eternal Father in matters of faith and morals. My children, I have asked you in the face of crisis to stand firm. You must not desert your parish, or the doors will close. My son is still in the tabernacles of the world. Do not judge my son's church by the antics of man. For every human can be tempted and become weak and fall. Only though, because you have offered too few prayers for your bishops and your priests and your beloved relations soon forgotten in purgatory. The value of penance for the repatriation of the souls in purgatory have been forgotten, are no longer taught to the children, creating a void in their lives, a void that is being filled by the occult and Satanism. Your country, with the symbol of the eagle, the proud bald eagle, so pure and white, has been plucked. It is but a skeleton of its former glory, slowly starved of the light. Lucifer, 666, working through the man of sin to destroy you in your human nature until your soul is bared to him, and he may destroy that too. Your bodies are the temple of your spirit, the abode of the light, unless you cast it out and accept the prince of darkness, who now seeks to be the master of your world. The majesty of darkness, is this what you want?
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
My son has accepted his cross. Are there so few who will not accept a cross to save your world now, to save your vicar now. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Could I take you now and open to you into sight what is coming upon mankind? You would soon be groveling upon the dust, praying on your knees and walking on your knees to avoid the terrible destruction that shall be wrought by the ball of redemption. Many will die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. Your world now is insane with sin. The distinction from the eternal Father, the distinction between man and woman, is being cast aside. The homes of many now have no anchor, no faith, no love, no God. And as in my son's church, I have warned you that a house in darkness wears a band of death about it. So I say unto you as your mother, each house in darkness wears a band of death about it. Now Our Lady is looking very softly to her right, and she's also looking over, far over to the left. Our Lady is taking the crucifix of her rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My child and my children, because of the gravity of the present time, you must all keep now a constant vigilance of prayer. A direct attack from Lucifer will be attempted against your vicar. You cannot question, you cannot fully understand now the war of the spirits raging not only in your country, but in all other countries upon earth now, for you are approaching the closing days of the latter times. Have you all listened to my counsel? Have you acted upon it? Have you prepared your households well? Are you ready, my children, for what will soon be upon you? I ask that you retain upon your children your fond and beloved relations, the sacramentals. Our Lady is extending out now a scapula, a large round scapula.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord.
And then Our Lady now is placing the scapula. It's very large, with a very long double string, a brown, about her head now, so that one piece falls down behind her back and the other is flowing over her chest. And Our Lady is nodding in assent. The scapula, my children.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
You will not see the fires of hell if you retain this badge of safety. Pray for your pilgrim pope, I repeat anew. pray for your pilgrim pope now, before it is too late. Our Lady now is taking her rosary. The scapula is very large upon her chest, and the brown is really outstanding on Our Lady's background of her yellow gown. And Our Lady is extending her crucifix out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My children, continue with your prayers of atonement. Michael is ever present here now. My son will soon be with you, and my child Veronica, to give you a message of dire urgency. You must all keep a constant vigilance of prayer now. Our Lady now is backing up. She's not walking, but she seems to be weightless. Now, Lady is floating back into the sky, and she's looking over now behind her shoulder to Michael and nodding. And Michael now is still extending the balance. It has like a golden cast to the balance, but it's very heavily balanced to the left. And I can't see Michael's face. It's very difficult to explain. The light is so brilliant that it's coming from Our Lady and surrounding the whole area all about the trees. And Our Lady now is touching her first finger to her lips. My child, you will now await my son in prayer. If they are not successful in carrying forth their plan in the United States, it will be in Rome.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
That is why, my child, such great. Our Lady is pointing up to a terrible cross in the sky. Sorrow is upon my heart. Can we, my child, you ask, prevent it? You cannot understand the Eternal Father and His ways, my child. The Eternal Father allows man to proceed upon his own course. No evil is ever triumphant. The Eternal Father will turn all evil to good. This is, my child, you must understand the war of the spirits as Lucifer and his agents. Satan roams your world now, known as through history as 666. He will be allowed but a short time longer for his reign. But the Eternal Father will allow him to proceed as a manner to separate the sheep from the goats and to cleanse my son's church. You will understand, my child, this short time.
Hail Mary.
Continue now, my child, with the prayers of atonement. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
No more bloodshed. The blood will split the papacy. No more bloodshed. Anymore. Please don't make me look. My child,
blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
You will not succumb at this time.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
But you will suffer much, my child. I ask you now to repeat in recovered strength. The message from heaven, my child. You will pray. A constant vigilance of prayer for your vicar. My child, no greater burden will be given to you than you can carry.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord.
You understand in the mission from heaven, my child. You are now at war with Lucifer, the prince of darkness. You will pray for your bishops and your cardinals, my child. You will do much penance for the balance now stands for the life of your vicar. Jesus is placing his hand out now like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My child, I shall not extend the message from heaven. All that has to be said to mankind has been repeated over and over by my mother, who has come to us as a mediatrix between God and man, to be rejected by many. Therefore, your world shall receive a heavy penance. My children, you do not listen. Many have cast aside without acting upon the message from heaven. And now you shall be chastised. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. We read the words of my mother, for she has come many times to earth in the time of great urgency to warn you. And as in the past, only few act upon her counsel. And now it is almost too late for mankind. The Eternal Father has been most patient with you. You have become a degenerate generation calling down for great penance upon mankind. We do not seek to place fear in your heart, but to bring to you a message of warning and counsel. My mother shall not reject you, even in your debasement. I shall not reject you, my children. The Eternal Father in the Spirit of Light shall not reject you. But will you reject us in heaven now? You will be the loser. Reject the light, accept the darkness of sin, and you lose eternal life in heaven. Now Jesus is pointing over to his right side, and oh my goodness, as if you can look, it's so clear. Can't you see the cross? Look at the big, heavy cross in the sky. Over on the left side, the cross, it's beginning to fall. It's falling over. It's falling over. The cross is falling. Yes, my child, Soon you will fully understand the meaning of the fallen cross. Great graces are still extended even this great time of spiritual darkness, my children. Graces for cures and conversions, cures of the spirit, cures of the body, graces to bring from purgatory your beloved ones. Use every means now to save your souls, to save your beloved ones. Well, there is time. I repeat, many shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. Many shall be taken before that, but many shall still die, my children. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is coming down now. I didn't see her standing over to the right side by the trees. Our Lady is coming over again, and she looks very, very translucent, but very, the coloring is, I just can't explain to you, seeing Our Lady in the purple, a very pale purple, not a blue, but a purple mantle, and with a yellow, golden yellow colored gown, with the, you know, the gold belting, but it's so different than Our Lady has been wearing, almost somber. Now, Lady is coming over, and she's standing at Jesus' right side. And the sky now seems to be folding back, opening up, and there are hundreds of angels coming forward. And especially, I can see two, not quite as large as Michael, but I can see Gabriel, Raphael over there. Oh, yes. Yes, they're going over to the right side, our right side. And there are hundreds and hundreds of other angels. I know they're angels because they, you know, they have no faces. I can't explain it. The tremendous light, yet they don't seem out of proportion. I can't see any arms or hands or feet like Jesus and Our Lady have, but they look absolutely beautiful. And Michael is behind them. Deuteronomy's size makes the other angels look like they're children, young, very, very fragile looking and beautiful in the colors of their gowns, all pastel shades in their gowns. Oh, it's a beautiful sight. Oh, and they're gathering about Our Lady. And now Michael is motioning, and Jesus is going over to Our Lady now. Our Lady has joined her hands like this, very solemnly in prayer, and Jesus is a crown upon Our Lady's head, a golden crown. It's very beautiful, it's very delicate, and it has like, upside down bees is the only way I can explain it, formation in the crown with sort of knobs on the top, little round miniature little ball sort of on the top, or the crown, the points I mean. And it's, now it sits on Our Lady's head very delicately, just above her eyebrows. But of course Our Lady's mantle is very low this evening. The mantle seems to be way down on her forehead, just by her eyebrows. It's very, very low. And the crown is setting almost as low down on Our Lady's brow, down on her brow. And Jesus is nodding. Now Jesus is touching his first finger to his lips. My child, you will continue now with your prayers of atonement. And then you will cautiously repair to your home, where you will remain in seclusion. Do not repeat this, my child. Repeat, my child, are the numbers 77 3 77 3 77 3. Remember, my child, as Lucifer goes forward with his plan against the papacy, watch for 77 3.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Now Jesus and Our Lady are backing up high into the sky. Oh, they're not walking, they seem to be floating. Though Jesus and Our Lady look as solid as we are, but they seem to be weightless. How they can move about there, just like on the wind. There's no way to explain it. It's wonderful to go walk. They'll walk. I can't explain. They like float that way back. Oh, but Our Lady, even with that very somber-looking gown and mantle, she looks still so very beautiful. Very beautiful, but very sad. Our Lady is very sad. Jesus is nodding his head.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is...
Continue now, my child, with those prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. You understand, my child?
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.
3 photographs will be allowed, but then you must repair home immediately.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on September 28, 1979. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.